Christmas Drink of Death by Father Daniel O'Connor, Pakistan. Columban Father Daniel Dan O'Connor relates a tragic event in a Christian colony in the Punjab, Pakistan, last Christmas. Columban, such as Father Dan, worked with the poorest of the poor in Pakistan, where often feelings of low esteem and depression can lead to tragic results. Mubarakabad, meaning blessed place, is on the outskirts of the city of Toba Tek Singh in the centre of the province of Punjab in Pakistan. It is a Christian colony consisting of around 100 households and is a place of extreme poverty. There are many similar localities dotted throughout Pakistan where Christians live in slum conditions. Most of those who live there are labourers, cleaners and street sweepers who are oppressed and looked down on and considered as being unclean because of the work that they perform. And this often results in a low self-image and feelings of depression. Each Christmas brings forth hope with family reunions and something special to celebrate with the birth of the Saviour in the humble stable in Bethlehem. On the night of December 24, 2016, Mubarakabad was abuzz with excitement and festivity. The young men had decorated the street crossing with bright lights. They danced to the music blasting from the loudspeakers placed in the street. The revellers had also consumed some alcohol. Others, wives and children, watched from the sidelines. The celebrations went on for hours. No one wanted to have a dry Christmas. The alcohol was arranged with difficulty. The district council had all but shut down illegal brewing and selling of liquor in the area leading up to Christmas. As the factory-made brands were too expensive for the poor people of Mubarakabad to purchase, a local Christian managed to obtain some confiscated liquor from a nearby police station where he worked. On Christmas Day, the drink arrived into the community transported on a rickshaw. But there was a problem, as it was not enough for the 125 thirsty men who wanted a drink. Some aftershave lotion containing methanol was mixed with water to make up the required quantity and sold at an affordable price. A donkey cart operator who purchased some of the concoction stated that it tasted different. It was bluish in colour and some foam was evident. After drinking some of the brew, men became very ill and were rushed to the local hospital. Over the next 3 days, the adulterated liquor claimed 44 lives and many others were afflicted with impaired eyesight and even blindness because of the toxic liquor consumption. The hospital received 122 patients from December 26 to 29. Victims needed to have their stomachs washed out within 4 hours of having consumed the toxic drink. Some of the patients have been brought to the hospital too late, resulting in the poisonous substance seeping into their body tissues. All that could be done then was to provide them with symptomatic treatment. The hope, light and joy of Christmas had vanished. The Christian community was plummeted into darkness, despair and devastation. The families of the victims were left with no breadwinner to provide for them, and these tragic events will only sink these families deeper into poverty and destitution. Columban Father Daniel O'Connor from New Zealand is the coordinator of the Pakistan Mission Unit. He has spent nearly 3 decades in Pakistan.